Hey guys, it's Steph and Delaney. Welcome to today's podcast, Tea and Tiaras.
Woo!
Roll the intro music. So today we will be talking about the royal family, Yes. More specifically the Duchess of Sussex and Prince Harry and their royal baby.
Whoa! Yes.
Oh my gosh. The baby's going to be so cute. I cannot wait.
I can't. Oh my word. So he was born yesterday.
Yesterday, Monday morning. Early in the morning.
Yes. Very early.
You know, Megan, she wanted to have an at-home birth.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. And then apparently she couldn't have that because she was like a week overdue.
Yeah.
And so she had to go like to the hospital.
Yeah. And I read that and I was like, I read an article and I was like, why she might have a home birth, why she might not. Because she's a strong, independent woman.
Right?
Yes.
And they're saying how she's just so different than any other royalty.
And I love that.
I mean, it's fine. It's not like she's doing anything drastic.
I know. She's like kind of changing the ways.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Mm-hmm. It's
totally fine.
Yeah.
No, and they announced, and we're not going to see a picture either. Usually they have, like, a picture by the steps.
They haven't announced the name either.
I know. I can't wait.
They only announced the birth and the size.
Yeah.
But she was 7 pounds and 3 ounces.
That is so... Oh, wait. I have this article.
Oh, yes.
That, there's also a video that Prince Harry did, or an interview, about the birth. And he says, it's been the most amazing experience I can ever possibly imagine.
What a guy.
And then he goes on to say, how any woman does what they do is beyond comprehension, and we're both absolutely thrilled.
Oh my goodness. That's just
the support. The support.
I love him. He's such a good guy.
They're such a great couple.
I know. They're so cute.
Mm-hmm.
So is, like, Kate Middleton and... Prince
William? Don't even get me started on that tea.
They're good.
Ooh. But what about those cheating scandals?
Oof.
That's a topic for another podcast episode. Yeah.
Did you know that there was, like, a few months ago, that there was some, like, feud in between their brothers? And then, like, some people were like, it's in between Kate Middleton and...
Megan?
Yeah.
No, I don't think...
They were like, oh, they're not getting along.
Megan gets such bad press.
I know.
It's so sad.
And I think it's because she's like an ex-actor.
Yeah, and she's American, and she's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, she's not at all like royal.
Mm-mm.
Because isn't like Kate Middleton...
She's just British. I don't know. Does that make her more royal? I think that's how that works.
I don't think so, but...
If you're British, you're just automatically
royal. I think there's some blood, a bloodline of her.
Oh, yeah. But I don't think there has been any any beef between any of them.
Like, they just haven't gotten to know each other that well yet.
Or it's just, because we don't know anything.
Yeah, like, we know nothing that goes on in their life. Besides... The
British press is just out of control.
Also, some people were saying, like, some internet peoples were saying that the queen favored Kate Middleton. And, like, she would let her borrow more jewelry or whatever.
Because I think it's either the queen or Prince Charles that gave Meghan and Harry, like, a house or, like, a cottage somewhere. And so, I mean, I don't think.
Yeah. I don't know.
Too crazy.
But, like, Kate Middleton has just known the queen longer. So I don't think